This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a thread online where people are talking about things men can get away with doing freely, but women would often be judged for doing, and we do have...
Showing our nipples.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things men can do freely, but women are often judged for. Let's flip this one on its ear, shall we? Why is it okay for a woman to jump into the men's bathroom when a line is too long?
Because they're hot.
But I do it just one time. And I'm pepper sprayed, in handcuffs, and on a list. Two words. Double standard.
Well, you were also naked, VD.
That's the difference. Stop. You have to do it with pants on.
10 things men can do freely, but women are often judged for it. Number 10, just farting. Straight up passing gas. Which, I disagree. I feel like that's coming back around a little bit more.
Do you feel like the female fart is an okay thing?
I do believe so, yeah.
I mean, I do. We're all human. I fart all the time. And yeah. I fart openly. I fart unapologetically. It's just one of those things.
I've been around gaseous women.
But I feel like until you're in a relationship with them, you don't know that.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? When I was dating my wife, as far as I knew, she never farted. Once you got married, was that you? Yep.
What in the world is that?
Right, that's kind of the thing.
And I mean, and I get it. We all try to put our best foot forward early on in the relationship. But
I remember I had a girl once said, you farted on me in your sleep. So, well, I was sleeping.
Right. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do, man?
No, Ted, you did it wrong. You should have said, no, I was awake.
Oh, that's what you think.
You smell better.
Oh, Jesus.
It's kind of an insult on me. I was dating her.
I don't really think you can be responsible for anything you do in your sleep.
No.
Oh, you can be held responsible.
Yeah. Number 9, physical signs of aging, including gray hair and wrinkles.
Yeah, well, you're going to call me a silver fox, but you want me to... Not that anyone has ever said that.
Sorry that I just do it better than you do, man.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I don't disagree with that, but I still feel like in the end, women put a higher standard on beauty to other women than men do.
I agree with that
100%. I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong.
You'd be amazed at how much we don't care about.
Number 8, taking your top off in public. I disagree. Well, do it, ladies.
I'm right there with you.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I have a problem if I take my shirt off in public in front of you, because then you'll be disgusted.
Exactly. You know what? That's more of where I sit. Everybody keep their shirts on.
Yeah.
Man, I remember I was driving
around.
You
will look much better than most other people.
But you got to remember, man, it's such a... this country's so uptight about sexuality and all that, that if a chick pulls it off, it becomes... It's like it's illegal.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? I got nips flying at the beach, man. Nobody cares. No one's looking, but nobody cares.
See,
but...
and the beach is fine. The one that gets me, and I still, for whatever reason, I get so bugged by this guy, but it's shirtless runner. He just grinds my gears to no end. I was driving around like 2 weeks ago. It is mid-January. It is 35 doggone degrees outside. This guy is in nothing but a pair of booty shorts out there getting a run on. Oh, it's so hot. I just have to have my shirt off.
Hey,
no,
man.
No, you don't, man.
Anytime we play a live
with
show.
Your pasty ass.
New originals, anyway. Play a live show. If we're playing electric, right? We're not sitting down. We're
sure.
Shirt's always off. People go, why? I go, it's effing hot.
Yeah.
Straight up with you, bro.
But I don't mind shirtless guy running. The one that throws me off is just like, I don't know, like random shirtless guy at like a theme park.
Yeah.
Like if you're going down water slides and stuff, but like we're just waiting in line or like, I don't know, walking through the city. It seems odd if you have your shirt off.
Shirtless guy driving unless you're driving a Jeep.
Yeah.
Even if you have a convertible and you want to be shirtless, that's fine, but it's still weird.
Yeah.
Driving shirtless guy, I think, is the strangest one.
I went shirtless through downtown Seattle. But it's because it was post-Sounders game. There were Marines visiting from somewhere else. I don't remember where they were from, but they were all excited about the game. It was the first MLS soccer game. I ended up giving the guy, they really liked the kit, as it were.
Yeah.
Gave him a shirt, and I'm standing with my wife. I'm like, I'm a Pioneer Squares shirtless. It was.
That's awkward.
Dude, I fit right in.
It's awkward. What I realized, though, like, I obviously, I felt weird about it, but I realized the looks that people give you,
oh, yeah,
it's not judgy. They're terrified of you.
Right.
They assume. Oh, and I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of owning this, man.
I'll also say, guys that are like me, if you've got boobs, man, you don't get to pop the top.
Show us
you
your
do
boobs.
At the beach.
Yeah. Beach is off limits.
Right. Beach, pool, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Right. If you're in the water, it's understood, but. Number 7 of the 10 things men can do freely, but women are often judged for, work-related travel. People might say, how could you leave your children?
God. Come on. Get a life. Jesus Christ.
Right. At that point.
Be happy that they get a chance to get away from their annoying husband and child.
Right.
Yeah.
That's their they need problem, a God, man.
They need a break with it, even if it's just work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
everyone does.
That's an individual problem, man. Number 6, sitting with their legs wide apart. I would not judge.
I just hope you have a skirt, but yeah, I don't care.
No. Maybe you can do it.
That's just me being creepy.
I mean, it's more comfortable for you to do it. I only do it because my sexual organs are on the outside.
Yeah.
Not trying to spread because I'm a guy or have some giant crank. It's just like they're on the outside.
We have testicles.
Right. I also,
it's that.
Yeah, it's that simple.
And jeans are hard. On your boys.
Jeans are hard on your boys. I got big old ham thighs.
I have big thighs.
Right? They just push, and they push out is the thing. They push outward. So I will sit there with my legs, put together, and I will cross my ankles to hold them together. And it pains me to do that. I'm actually straining to, shut up, BD. Let's see here. Number 5, my poor girth, he says. Number 5, using profanity or raising their voice during an argument.
What? I thought that was the norm. Maybe it's the chicks I've been with, but yeah, I fully expect it.
Count on one hand the number of women I've met that don't use profanity. So it's.
Or raise their voice.
Go right for it, man. Number 4 of the 10 things men can do freely, but women are often judged for. Number 4, eating large amounts of food at a restaurant.
I don't care.
I love it when they do, man. Eat up.
I'd rather you eat yours than order for me and have your reach across and start scooping your stuff in. My stuff in your mouth.
Hey, I mean, you ordered it. Eat it. That's
yeah,
your plate.
I hope
right
you
there.
Eat everything.
Get after it.
On
man.
Your plate.
It's almost like that's the point.
Going to a bar alone at number 3.
What?
Going I don't to think there's alone. Anything wrong with that. I think for women, if I was a woman, I'd be a little apprehensive just because
absolutely
idiots are going to hit on you left and right, or you might just be at the bar drinking.
Right.
If I knew I could go someplace where people would hit on me left and right, I'd do it every day.
I know. Where's right, this place?
Yes, exactly. Please.
But I can sympathize with the fact that, you know what, maybe I just want to go sit down at the bar, watch whatever's on TV up there, and have a drink without getting harassed. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm a drinker, so anyone that shows up at the bar, I'm like, good for you, man.
Harassed is a weird thing. Depending on how you present yourself, I think that anybody who shows an interest in you, you have to be somewhat polite about it if that ever happens, because I can't remember the last time it's happened to me. So if I knew if it did, I would be very nice. Like, oh, thanks for starting up conversation. I'm waiting for a friend or had a long day or whatever the deal is. Like,
but imagine
I'd figure out a way to
peace.
Be polite enough to figure that out if that were to happen.
Number 2, not shaving or maintaining their body hair, including armpit or facial hair. Jeez, sir, oh, man. But the number 1 thing that men can do freely, but women are often judged for, shaving their head. I feel like that looks coming around, actually.
I don't know why anyone cares.
Right?
Maybe it's just me. But then, that being said, I don't care about a lot of things that people do.
That's
but,
the way they rock, man.
Yeah, all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.